This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines. Visit the number one volume Acura dealership in the Southeast United States 12 years in a row at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines.
This is going to be a little insensitive, I guess, to some. It's going to be cold with others. What Simone Biles is doing is not supposed to be easy. And pressure, you know, it's interesting because every president has to have pressure, right? Every swimmer has to have pressure. Every artist has to have pressure. That's kind of part of the game, man. Butterflies, nerves, all those things are kind of part of it, you know? And I know this is going to sound a little insensitive and a little cruel on my part and all that, because we've got to be ultra sensitive and we've got to be so PC in this world and all that. You know, I'm sorry. I know Simone Biles is one of the greatest gymnasts of all time, but this was the first time we actually saw her like kind of really struggle, and she then gave up. And I got to tell you something. It reminded me a lot of Ronda Rousey. Ronda Rousey was fantastic as a front runner. She was fantastic as she was kicking ass and taking names and taking everybody down on the mat and wrestling them up and pinning them down and winning. And then the first time she got her ass kicked and she faced adversity, she folded like a cheap tent. And then we blame, you know, everything on anxiety, or that you know, that the pressure and all. That's why it's so special. Okay, and again, I know this sounds cruel. I know this is something that doesn't really go with today's society, but I think Jesse Owens lining up in front of Hitler felt a little pressure. Okay, I'm just saying. I think Jim Abbott with one arm facing 35-year-old Cubans and Fidel in the stands felt some pressure. You know, I have two words for this young lady, Carrie Strugs. That girl blew out two ligaments in her ankle. And what was it, Bella Caroli or whatever the guy's name is, that historic, we need you one more time, you got to go. You think she wasn't feeling pressure? You think she wasn't feeling anxiety? You think she wasn't feeling butterflies? You think she wasn't feeling pain in that ankle with two ligaments that were blown? And she ran like a deer, hopped off of that thing, flipped over, and landed on that one foot. Bam! And go watch that video after. She then fell to the floor and writhed in pain after sticking that landing. Pressure is part of it, bro. That's what makes you great. You think Carl Lewis didn't have pressure coming back to another Olympics? You think Jackie Joyner Kersee didn't have pressure Olympic after Olympic after Olympic? You think Mary Lou Retton didn't have pressure? They all have pressure, bro. And I'm sorry, I'm a little insensitive here, but I kind of feel that today's, you know, younger version of everything, kids, athletes, you name it, whatever it is. I just think this is a softer society overall. I just think, and I feel bad for her, and I know that she is in a tough position right now mentally and all of that, but it's just, you know, I've watched all this for many years, for decades. And, you know, it was like, okay, you had a bad vault. Get your ass back out there, man. That's why you're supposed to be a great champion. And this whole thing of, oh, well, I didn't want to hurt my team. You think Carrie Strug on one foot isn't thinking about hurting her team? Or you think she's thinking, I got to do this. I got to stick this so I can help my team. And if I remember correctly, after Carrie, she didn't have a good outing. And I think another U.S. Gymnast also kind of messed up too. So it kind of knocked them down a little bit, and there was even more pressure on Kerry Strug to nail that last one. So, you know, it's one of those where I feel for you because I understand the pressure and the expectations and all of that. But Michael Phelps felt it all the time, every time he had to come back, right? I mean, that's kind of what this whole, you know, that's part of what greatness is all about, is being able to overcome all of that. Tom Brady goes to a new team, bro. And do you think he doesn't have pressure? Because if he fails in Tampa, then it's like, well, dude, you left New England. So he had to go somewhere else to help another team win. That's a lot of pressure on him, man. And so pressure is nothing new watching Eric Heiden. I mean, I'm old, bro. I know about all this kind of stuff. And I know I know what I'm doing and saying is insensitive right now. You know what I mean? But I've watched the same people, just like Simone Biles, fight through the adversity. That's kind of part of greatness, is that, yes, I know there's pressure. If it was easy, then I would be able to do it, right? Then I would be the fat guy in old school, right? But I need kind of video help and editing and all that to make it look like I can do it. But I really can't. That's what makes you special. That's kind of what it is. It's that moment. It's that moment where Jesse Owens is representing his country in front of the world and in front of the dirtiest human being to ever exist. And I use Hitler and human being in a very loose term because that piece of shit wasn't a human being. And he's in front of that and he's got a, you know what I'm saying? That's pressure, dude. So it's part of the game. But when she bowed out, I thought Ronda Rousey right away. Yeah. You're dominant. But then all of a sudden you hit this bump in the road and then the adversity gets to you. It's kind of, you know, it doesn't take away from her being a great champion. It just kind of takes away from this moment here. And this is the moment where you faced adversity. This is when you've got to respond. Everything isn't going to go smooth in your life, man. You're going to have ups and downs. You're going to get knocked down. What are you going to do? You're going to give up. You're going to fold. You're going to cry. You're going to go in a corner. You're going to be like X and point fingers at everybody else. I mean, we've all faced it. And Lord knows I've been knocked down a couple times lately. What am I supposed to do? Just sit in a corner and cry? It's all I can tell you is it's a different world. Okay, these younger generations are way different than we are. Okay, they have a completely different level of work ethic. They have a completely different level of true dedication. You know what I mean? It's different, man. It's just different. And you can use anxiety and you can use pressure and you can use all... Everybody's faced it for the whole, hey man, how's that single mom that's got two jobs and three kids? You think that woman ain't feeling pressure? You know how many single women we have in this world? That's a hell of a lot harder than anything any of us are doing. Anything I will ever do. Okay. Those single moms that are out there raising a couple kids, those are the baddest mofos on the planet. Those people got to teach their kids, raise their kids, and go work two damn jobs at the same time. That's pressure, bro. That's pressure. That's real pressure. I mean, everybody faces it. I wish her the best. I really do. But I'm just, you know, it, to me, kind of takes away some of it. You know, I'm not here to give you all this praise because you were brave to talk about it and all that. I'm happy for you that you were able to talk about it. I hope you're able to face your demons and face the challenges, but that's life, bro. Life's going to kick you in the ass. What are you going to do when you get kicked in the ass? That's what I want to know. That's what I saw from well, I didn't see it, but, you know, Jesse Owens. That's what I saw. I saw Jim Abbott do it. That's what I saw Kerry Strug do. You know, it just, they've all been in that position. And plenty of them have had, plenty of them have lost and then had to come back to get it done, or had a bad outing and had to make up for it. You think Usain Bolt, as great as he is, he still had to live up to something every single freaking time, and he lived up to it. Butterflies, nerves, pressure, everybody. Oh, and the media's asking her all these questions. You think they weren't asking Mary Lou Retton all those questions? You think they weren't asking Kerry Strug all those questions? You think they weren't asking Michael Phelps, and Michael Phelps had to deal with the bong and everything? They weren't asking him all those questions? Is she any different than anybody else? I'm just saying, look, maybe our old school way, maybe we're wrong, right? Maybe we were wrong all for decades that we felt pressure, but we kept it inside. We internalized it. It empowered us. We used it maybe as motivation. We didn't talk to people about it, whatever it is. And maybe it's better now that you talk about it and you let it out and you express that the pressure is getting to you and all of that. I mean, that's life, man. That's just freaking life. I just think things are completely different in today's world. I just think people are wired, younger people are completely wired differently than older generations. And this is the kind of stuff that we never saw this kind of stuff. You know, because the athletes were, I guess, pressured to perform and get through any whatever adversity was out there. That's, get out there, bro. Try to overcome it. And that's what I wish you would have tried to do, is overcome it. The thought of, oh, I'm going to hurt my team. You're the best in the world, man. You got to go out there and be tough enough to overcome that thought right there that I'm going to hurt my team. No, I'm pissed. I want to make sure that doesn't happen to me again. That's what I think the attitude we kind of wanted to see from her, in a way. She's always going to be a great champion, but this is one of those situations where I think people can talk about it from either side of the fence, but please don't blame. It has nothing to do with anything on the periphery. This is something she's got to deal with. And listen, us old school people, it's like, well, if you quit now, if you give in to that, you're always going to give in that moment of toughness. Whereas go out there, and if you fail, that's all right, but you got to face your demons. So I don't know how you want to look at it. Is it better to talk about it and then step aside and not do it? Or should you have tried to force yourself back in there and try to overcome it? And that's the interesting part about all of this. And I don't mean to be insensitive. It's just, I have countless examples of the polar opposite. Did Michael Chang quit when he's cramped up in the French Open? No. Guy powered through. I forgot the name of the sprinter, but you remember the sprinter was cramped up and the dad had to come out of the stands to help him, and they were dead set on finishing. They didn't win, but didn't give up either. You know what I mean? And so these are the things that this is part of greatness, because it's not easy. It's not easy accomplishing it. It's not easy overcoming the anxiety. It's not easy overcoming the expectations. It's not easy overcoming the pressure. It's not something that we can do. So when you're able to overcome, I always talk about this with Cam Newton. Cam Newton is playing was a junior or senior? I forgot whichever it was, in Auburn. And he's having a Heisman Trophy-like year, okay, in the SEC, all right? Man's kicking ass. He has lifted Auburn to incredible heights, Meanwhile, there's an investigation going on into Cam Newton. And every day there are stories of, did he take money? Did he do this? Did that? All throughout, nothing ever, you know, really materialized from it. But that young man could have easily folded the tent. Every week they're asking him about that. Every week they're asking the teammates. Every week they're asking the coaches about the investigation, all of that. Dude never folded, bro. Never folded. Went right, march right. It ain't easy. It ain't easy. Most of us can't do what Cam can do, right? Because the good Lord blessed him with this physical traits that he's built like Adonis and plays like Zeus, right? On the college level. None of us can do that. And then, not only that, he's in the SEC. He's at Auburn. He's kicking ass. And he's got an investigation. It's not supposed to be easy. That's why we admire it. When we watch Eric Heiden and his thighs that were built like tree trunks, and he's dominating and dominating, or you're Apollo Anton Ono, and you got to come back again to do it. It's part of the game, dude. That's why we admire it. That's why we admire Jackie Robinson, because Jackie Robinson was a great player, was breaking a barrier that nobody had broken, was dealing with all the damn racist, disgusting human beings. And I use human beings loosely with those people, and they're going at him, and he easily could have folded. That's kind of the beauty of all of this, is that we understand the pressure that they were under. We understand the ability that they have. We understand the accomplishments that they're going towards. That's why it's impressive. Because most of us would not be able to handle it. And those folks, you know, now we handle it in our own ways, right? With raising our families and working our asses off and all that. And we have our own pressures that we deal with. But athletically, these are things that we admire. And I'm sorry, but when I see Simone Biles, I now think Ronda Rousey. Both great. Until that serious adversity hit, and then, whoa. Okay, so you can be a front runner, but then when, you know, the rubber meets the road, something goes awry. That's where I have a little bit of an issue with it. But I'm cruel. What can I tell you? Lisa says, true. Oh, all the others had pressure, but not to the extent of today's kids. With social media and the 24-hour news cycle, it makes it much worse. Yeah. But I get the whole 24-hour news cycle and social media. But still, we're talking about Ronda Rousey was in the middle of it now. And she, you know, we have other athletes that face the same kind of pressures in the last 10 years with social media and all kinds of other things, and they find a way to overcome. I guess I'm too old school in that sense. You know, I feel for her, but I can't tell you that I'm on the side of, I completely understand what she did. There's a part of me that said, you got to find a way, young lady, to suck it up. Go out there. You're the best in the world. You got to find the courage and the confidence in you that you are the best in the world to go out and do it and do it again. So to me, I just can't give you the break only because of social media and the 24-hour news cycle, because plenty of people were talked about constantly. We're still talking about athletes 10, 20, 30 years later. And I just mentioned Jesse Owens. Most of us that are old enough, you never forget about that kind of stuff. And if you watch the Jim Abbott thing, that's impressive.